Give your attention then to the lessons from God's Word for this, the fourth Sunday now of Advent. Again, we have opportunity to hear from the Old Testament Isaiah's description of how this rescuer, this redeemer, this savior, this Messiah is to come. And it's given by Isaiah in a most unusual manner to the king who really didn't deserve anything from God but his eternal destruction because of the waywardness of the king. But isn't that amazing that the loving Lord and Savior gives us this precious promise? The Lord said to Ahaz again, he said, "Ask for a sign from the Lord, your God. Ask for it either in the depths below or in the heights above." But Ahaz responded, "I will not ask. I will not test the Lord." So Isaiah said, "Listen now, you house of David. Is it not enough for you to test the patience of men? Will you test the patience of my God as well? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign for all of you. Look, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and name him Emmanuel." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm today is Psalm 24. Take the hymnal, open to page 24 to sing our psalm this morning. Our second lesson today is the epistle taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. The introductory words, as Paul establishes not only who he is and where he's coming from, but who Jesus is and why he came. Paul says, "Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised in advance through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. This gospel is about his Son, who in the flesh was born a descendant of David, who in the spirit of holiness was declared to be God's powerful Son by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, we receive grace and the call to be an apostle on behalf of his name, to bring about the obedience of faith among the Gentiles, including you who were called by Jesus Christ. To all those loved by God who are in Rome, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." The word of the Lord. We'll use the gospel acclamation then again this morning, and we'll use the one, of course, for Advent today. Let us arise now to show respect for the gospel. Gospel of today is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 1. We'll start there at verse 18, Matthew's account of how it came about that Jesus was to be born. "This is how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother, Mary, was pledged in marriage to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her. So he decided to divorce her privately, but as he was considering these things, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.' All this happened to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, 'Look, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel,' which means God with us." When Joseph woke up from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. He took Mary home as his wife, but he was not intimate with her until she gave birth to her firstborn son, and he named him Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Praise be to Christ.
You may now be seated. We'll continue with the sermon hymn number 327. 327.